Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew chapter 11, and I would like to read with you verses 28 through 30. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, where the Lord Jesus Christ is giving a tremendous invitation. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." That's Matthew chapter 11, verses 28, 29, and 30. And personally, I believe that that has a twofold invitation. It's an invitation to the unsaved to come to the Lord Jesus Christ and to rest from trying to work to obtain one's salvation and to even rest from the fear of hell. When one comes to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is the forgiveness of sins, and the fear of hell is taken away, and the reality of heaven sets in, because the Bible teaches us that through faith in Jesus Christ, we will escape hell, and our eternal abode will be in heaven. And so it's an invitation to the unsaved to come to Christ. But it's also an invitation for believers to lay their burdens upon the Lord. And, you know, it's true that so many times as believers, we go through a period of time in our life when the burdens are really heavy. We wonder if we're going to be able to take another step. And Jesus says here, "Come unto me if you are laboring and if you are bearing a heavy burden, and I will give you rest." It's interesting, he says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls." Some of you might remember when years ago, people, farmers particularly, would use a yoke of oxen to plow with or even to get around with on their buggies. And of course, if you had two oxen, they had to be equally yoked, and they would be in what is called a yoke so that they could pull that plow or that buggy effectively. If the two oxen were unequally yoked, then they would just go around in circles. But if they were equally yoked, they could go straight forward. Well, this is a bit different in the sense that when we are in the yoke of the Lord Jesus Christ, He is the one that does all the work. We don't have to do any of the pulling. We just need to depend upon Him. And rather than getting worn out trying to keep up with Him, He gives the strength that we need and gives us rest for our souls. And that's why he says, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." You know, I don't know what your condition is today. You might be unsaved. You don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. The fear of death is upon you, and the reality of hell faces you. I would encourage you today to come to the Lord Jesus Christ and experience the forgiveness of sins. Experience the rest from the fear of hell and the fear of death. And if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, and you are burdened down by a heavy load, take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Get into His yoke, as it were, and allow Him to give you the strength to go forward in the sense of having rest and relief from that burden. Jesus Christ is there to give rest for anyone who needs it, and we can give Him the praise and thanksgiving for it. Thank the Lord that we have a Savior that provides rest to all who call upon Him. And Father, I thank You for these verses of Scripture here in Matthew chapter 11. You know the need of everyone under the sound of my voice today. And I pray, dear Lord, that all who are heavy burdened, whether it's for salvation or for spiritual strength as a Christian, they would turn their burdens over to You and allow You to strengthen them. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this moments of meditation and prayer time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries, saying God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.